Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie Marie. It's that time of the week again.
Yay.
It's that time of the month. It's that time of the year. Hello, everyone. I wanted to say I got my Swiss Colony catalog this
Yay.
Week. Yay. That means Christmas is right around the corner. Yay,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
I also got my 2021 St. Jude calendar.
Yay!
For October 1st.
Is it St. Jude the hospital or St. Jude the saint?
It's St. Jude the saint.
Okay, good.
He gives me that calendar every year.
Yes.
And you know what I thought? My first thought was,
no, what?
St. Jude, how dare you? Mm. How dare you think that there's going to be a 2021?
Mm.
How does he know that?
How does he know for sure? That's a little presumptuous.
I don't know. I think the end of the world is here.
Possibly.
It possibly is the apocalypse.
Yeah. I feel like there's
he say 2020.
Or how dare he be hopeful?
St. Jude the hopefulness.
Yeah. How dare you, St. Jude, be hopeful about what the hell's going on in the world? Are you nuts? I feel that, I told you yesterday, I feel like we're just coming to this snowball effect, and we're going to be hitting the ground eventually. I mean, it's like, and we'll probably either splat or turn into a snowman, you know?
So, yeah, we'll be at the end of the bottom of the hill.
The bottom of the hill, rolling down faster, building up momentum, collecting all this information that's nonsense and that does not help, but just makes us feel crazy.
I would say data more than information.
Yeah, data for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had a friend email you or text, you know, email you saying, hey, you got to check out this video. And it was a guy talking about Socrates, which is the computer program that futurizes everything.
Right.
And he's
been predicting for over 20-something years.
Yeah. Has his predictions been correct for the last 20-something
years? Oh, yeah.
You know, in hindsight, right?
And well, he says that the end of the world comes in 2030.
Oh, cool.
Socrates.
Oh, you didn't mention that to me.
Yeah, 2031, actually.
That's fucking awesome.
Well, that's when the Ice Age hits.
That's when the Ice Age hits. Well, and that's weird because last week, this is when I think about the collective unconscious.
So we don't know what Plato says, though.
The other program.
Yeah.
The other program.
The program that doesn't wear masks.
Yes. What do they believe? Well, no, I mean, remember last week when I said, I go, when we were growing up as kids, we were frightened of the next ice age. Like, it was coming.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could guarantee us is that if we lived through an ice age, we would have the best violins.
Because it makes the best wood?
Yes. Yeah. You know, those very expensive, what is it called? Violas? No, what kind of? Stradivarius.
Stradivarius. Uh-huh.
The reason why Stradivarius are supposed to be like the most impressive violins is because the wood was created during the Ice Age. Mm-hmm. So their circles, you know how every tree grows, are very, very tight together.
Ooh.
And that's how come the wood, the Stradivarius wood is so important.
So I can imagine we're going to be in the Ice Age, sitting in our basements freezing, but
the music will be awesome. The music that we don't want to listen to because we hate classical music will be awesome. Yeah.
Because there won't be any terrestrial radio. If there is any terrestrial radio, it'll all be Ben Shapiro type people.
Yeah. We'll all be living
telling us how bad socialism is.
We'll all be living in the tip of Florida.
Don't say tip, Julie.
Yeah, that's why I thought. That's why I laughed. The tip of Florida.
Well, you talked about feelings. She said, I feel that. And interestingly enough, when we were at Menards, there was a truck that came right by us, and it was flying the American flag, and it was flying a flag that had, instead of red, white, and blue, it had blue, gray, and red, which I don't really know.
Oh, blue, gray, and red, though. Red, wasn't it?
Blue, gray, and red, I believe.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
And that flag said, fuck your feelings.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know what that meant. I don't know.
Well, he certainly isn't an Abraham Hicks follower.
Or an Abraham Lincoln. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know what kind of follower he is.
I don't know, but fuck your feelings.
Just the F word.
That's it.
So, he actually spelled out the word fuck?
Oh, yeah. On the flag.
Oh, on the flag itself. Fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I say fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
Because you're throwing out a lot of hostility, mister. And I say, fuck your feelings.
Well, what do you do? Like, you know, when you're just in a little minivan and this big truck comes up parks next to you. It's like this huge, big-ass truck with flags flying and says, fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know.
I don't know what you do.
You kind of feel intimidated.
Well, you do. And then you go.
Because you're assuming that guy's carrying too, right?
Well, I would assume that. Yeah. But then I think, oh, does he go home and what does his woman say? Or his man.
She
I
can't talk because she's got a mouthful.
Or his they. Uh-huh. Or his they. You know, what does they say about him? About they. What do they say about they? And I'm just curious, like, is he getting laid? Because I would think it would be hard to lay someone like that.
You think he's an incel?
I think he's an incel. Mm. I'm just saying. Mm. But it was not talking about sex so quickly.
I'm
in
not
this
sure,
podcast.
Julie. I think you'd be surprised how many of those guys, if they got some kind of income coming in, they're getting laid.
Oh, got it.
Because there's going to be a woman who needs to have, you know, her food 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And
someone.
Clothes on her back, you know.
Got it. Got it. Well, it's interesting.
Is that kind of not progressive to say that?
Kind of, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, I understand. There's always a lid for someone's pot.
Yes.
And I saw Black Klansman, I think that was the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that movie.
I did too.
But there was a guy in there who was part of the Klansman, who was part of the Klan, who wanted to be like the head of his chapter. Mm-hmm. And he had a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't love him anymore. And they were both just on the surface so, so sweet. And then you're like, oh, sweet in a crazy way. You know, you're like, oh, gotcha. I get ya. You know. And so you're right. There's always a pot for someone's lid and all that stuff. I was thinking to myself, Jan, the other day, I was thinking about sex. I was listening to Dan Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about, and he always has people calling up, talking about their success
they
stories.
Have their, yes.
Uh-huh. And their quarantine success stories. But what was weird is I also was listening to Risk. I love that show, podcast Risk. People talk about their, you know, their crazy lives, you know, a situation that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the guy's name, the one that does Risk. I don't know why I can't think of his name. Okay, but anyway, the narrator, the one, the head of Risk, he was telling a story about how he went to Amsterdam to learn about his kinkhood, you know, to really discover he's a gay man. He always knew he was gay, but he wanted to learn more about his kink side as well. And I'm listening to the story, and I listen to Dan Savage, because there's a part of me that thinks to myself, you know, I'm pretty open sexually. Like, mm-hmm.
We're open, but we're truly vanilla.
Yes, and I'm also very conservative. Like, mm-hmm. like that's great for you,
yeah,
just not for me.
Right.
And it's gotta be okay.
Yeah.
But the part of it says, like, what if I was just, if I grew up, I listened to. I fell in love with a new podcast, Dax
Shepard.
And it was Armchair Expert.
Yes.
And he is charming as hell. And then he had on there Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson. We know those people.
Goldie Hawn's kids.
Dax dated Kate previously before he married Kristen Bell.
Kristen.
Which I never knew that.
Yeah.
But what I found so effing weirded out about this podcast is that, first off, you get the impression how sexually open they all are.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dax and Kate only dated for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But Kate said to Dax, I can't date you if you're not into monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to really think about that because he's never been a monogamous person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you dated her for 3 months. Give me half in.
You have to talk about you have the monogamy.
You have to have the monogamy
conversation.
I mean, like, within 3 months?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's Kate effing Hudson.
You don't even, you've not even taken your clothes off at 3 by 3 months.
That's how I felt. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? And then
things happen a lot quicker nowadays, don't they?
I started feeling like, oh, I am. I think of myself as sex positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not like,
I know what you are.
What am I?
You're that great aunt that everybody wants to go to because you won't judge them.
That's exactly who I am.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna judge you.
Yeah,
you know,
and to come to you for advice.
Yeah, so
and good advice.
Exactly. Because I'll tell you the truth. You could screw anybody you want.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to see the doctor lots.
Yeah.
Because you will. And don't be afraid to be on antibiotics and antivirals.
Because you will.
Because you will.
Yeah.
If that's a trade-off you want to make, that's a trade-off you're going
to
make.
That's why you need to, you know your website, Love Aunt Julie?
Yeah.
That's got to be, it has to be a question Yeah. Question and answer blog.
Right.
Or just people call, you know, just yeah, write just into Aunt Julie.
I'll tell you the truth. Like, I don't judge.
With love.
There's a trade-off.
Yeah.
I go, the trade-off is this, you know. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, is it too late for me to become this sexually overt person? You know, just like get my kink on yeah. and like mate with other, like lots of people, yeah. you know, just be like a swinger.
Swipe grinder.
You know, I'll talk to Doug about this. He'll be like, Doug, guess what? I know we've been together for 20 years. I'm thinking about becoming a swinger. What do you think? He'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, so, I did like that Dan Savage, that sex positive story, though.
Okay, well.
It was pretty good.
I don't know what it was, but here's the one I heard that I thought was wild.
Were the couples?
No, that was weird. But this one was, this woman calls up and she has a South African accent or Australian.
Oh.
And she's like, he's like, and I can't do it. It could be mid-Atlantic for all I know, too. I mean, yes, but he's like, she's like, Dan, I'm with my partner now for like 8 years. And he went away 2 years ago to the States, to Vegas. And, you know, he had his first, you know, backdoor sex, you know, and ever since then, he's been having problems with his back end. And supposedly the guy was as big as a Bavarian beer can.
Yeah.
And Dan goes, stop right there. Is a Bavarian beer can bigger than an American beer can? Like, how big is a Bavarian beer can? And so, but consequently, this guy, they had an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This experience this guy had, 2 years later, he's still having some back end issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's my problem. Because
he still has the Bavarian can in his butt.
Exactly. They take it out. Take the Bavarian can out. And
then there's another one in there.
Well, like, and the guy from Risk, he said when he got his kink on, he came back with a little bit of, he said, with the worst gas problem he've ever had in his entire life. And every time he farted, it would be so painful.
Whoa.
And he went to the doctor. And the doctor was very openly, like, open sexually. And mm-hmm. he's like...
Well, they said you got to have a gay doctor.
You're right. That's a good idea. Especially if you're gay, because you won't be able to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, there is a syphilis or some kind of venereal disease from Amsterdam that is not curable with all the drugs we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you have, you're screwed.
And that's what
they
he
didn't have that, thank
oh,
God.
Oh, thank God.
He had one that could be treated.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm like, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind, I play out like, oh, what it would have been like to be more sexually free.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who at some point of his life has been in a poly relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always said to people, you wish you could be in a poly relationship. I'm like, dude, I really don't. Because
you can't even take care of one.
I can't take care of one.
Right.
You know, and it's like, remember that one thing, you know, and like, oh, what was that? And so on and so on and so on. All of a sudden, it's a commercial.
Yes.
And see, if you're in a poly and then your partners are in a poly and their partners are in a poly, you might as well just be saying you're having sex with the whole city of Dixon, Illinois.
Right.
Hence, that's why Rock Falls, Illinois and Sterling, Illinois has a very high case of gonorrhea because they're all
having sex with each other.
Exactly.
But they do wear the paper bags.
And they have, they're right. They don't
over
see each other's faces.
Right.
Because they wear masks because of COVID. They're not concerned with the gonorrhea.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you trained me from like birth. You were always sex positive.
Yes.
With consequences.
Yes.
You're always like, Julie, I'm telling you, you could sleep with anyone you want. Now, I just want to let you know, there's a little thing called syphilis that'll steal your nose. And you're like, what?
I get to sleep with anybody I want, but I lose my nose.
Yeah. Like, what? What, mama? What, mommy? I'm 8 years old. What's sex? And how do they take your nose? It falls off. It falls off. What? What? And so, I mean, you always were like, oh, Julie, you could definitely have sex in the backseat of your car.
Yeah.
Just let you know, you could get pregnant and the guy could run away and never take care of you. And you'll be literally homeless with a child and you'll have herpes that can never be cured. Like, what?
My worst one was working at a gas station.
Yeah, but that nowadays.
Now it's fine.
Yeah, because they make good money.
Yeah.
They got 401k, dental health. Like, yeah. Shit, that's exactly. That's money in the bank, man.
We never figure. That's one thing I blew.
You blew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw the fact that gas stations would turn into like actual convenience stores.
Right.
Where you could have a lunch
career.
And gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a career.
I literally walked into a Quick Stop and I go, this is the best Quick Stop I've ever been to in my life. They had like a bakery and a restaurant. It was in Iowa. They're asking for help starting at $18 an hour with health care and benefits.
What?
$18
an
hour.
Get your ass over there, Julie.
Ugh. I'm like, what?
Clinton's just a short ride away.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mama, I got to go work in Iowa.
I got to work in Iowa. But I'm just saying, it's like at different times, right?
Yeah, different times.
I know a woman who right now, she's working for a lawyer and making 18 bucks an hour. And she's like, what happened? Why am I only making? I'm like, well, you know, got to work for a gas station now.
Got to work for a gas station. I was wrong on that one.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
That could have led to me owning gas stations, you know, and having 20 kids and uncurable herpes. But I didn't get that. I mean, come on.
So, I would say incurable.
Oh, not incurable. Thank you. I get those incurable herpes, you know. I feel like I missed my opportunity, but on the other hand, I know that wasn't who I was.
Yeah.
I could never get over the consequence of having sex with a stranger.
And also, right now I'm looking at you and you have the cutest little nose.
Oh, thanks. I would hate to have fallen off.
Yeah. If there was just this hole there.
It would be horrible.
Then you talk like this for your podcast.
Right. Exactly. That would
be
awful.
Maybe we wouldn't even have a podcast.
Maybe I would wear a wig like they did in the old days to cover up their you know, syphilis scabs. Remember that? That's how come they all had to wear powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs.
Because they all had syphilis. Like, they all would be 35. And I'm like, you know what? Really? It's just not that great. There's trade-offs for everything.
Yeah, 35 is actually quite old.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think about it too, because when I was 35, I still had lots of hope and great feelings.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare myself thinking that 40 right around the corner and everything would fall apart.
Yeah. How dare you have hope?
Yeah, because doing Zumba at 35 knees felt good.
Yeah.
Doing Zumba at 40 effed my knees up completely.
Right, completely.
Never the same. I hate myself.
And whatever happened to Zumba? Gone with the wind.
Yeah, because no one can do it anymore because their knees hurt so bad.
Everybody's knees are like shot.
I'm drinking water, people. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Julie can't not drink right now.
No, I'm hydrating completely.
Yes, completely. Totally.
So anyway, I saw an interesting sign on the road while driving this week, and I felt like the Russians put this sign up.
We know now that everything is either Russian or Russian bots.
Right.
Ukrainian bots.
Right. And at this moment, when you're hearing it, we do know that the president is in the hospital. We wish him well. But we don't want to say much more because
he's in the hospital with COVID.
Yeah. You know, because this is like the snowball effect. I'm like, oh, okay, what more is going to happen?
Yeah.
Is Biden going to get it?
Yeah. It's a snowball.
I don't even know. My brain's
it's
so messed up.
It's a snowball of shit.
It's a shit ball. It's a
snowball
that's rolling
down
faster.
The hill.
Listen, I have seen my dog take a crap at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And by the time I get my baggie out to pick it up,
it's gone.
Wink, wink, it has rolled down the hill. Or I've kicked it. One or the other. I don't know. So here is my Russian bot sign that I saw.
Okay, what is it?
It was literally 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
20 feet wide to see the highway.
It was
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
And underneath it said Democrats for Trump.
What? Paid for by Democrats for Trump.
USSR. Yeah. Favorite you by Democrats. I did not know that they existed. All right. I didn't know at all. I thought, oh, come on. But then yesterday I saw a Trump campaign bus.
Whoa.
Traveling through Iowa.
Wow.
And I'm like,
what if the president was on it?
How could he? He was in the hospital.
That's right. Sorry.
But, so I don't know who was in it. Maybe Pence was in it.
Right.
I was like,
what did it say on it?
Just a big red bus with white stars and blue stripes. And
wow,
saying,
you
no
saw
blue,
that?
Yeah. Just said Trump 20.
You should have
Trump
taken a picture.
Campaign bus.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so
But now you just would have been called COVID bus.
Yeah, COVID bus.
Yeah.
Stay away from the COVID bus. I was hearing somebody talk because I do not confess to be a COVID expert.
Really?
I'm just a COVID observer.
Yes.
I'm observing what's going on. And because I'm doing so much meditation and breathing exercises over the course of the day,
yeah.
I am barely in my body. You know, I am truly an observer of everything,
yeah.
experiencing no judgment on anything.
Isn't that beautiful?
I have zero judgment anywhere.
Except for me. You come home and judge me really bad, Julie.
No, I come home and judge you because you're judging me. And then you're like,
not either.
And I'm like, Mom, we're going to start judging each other now. Is this where we're going?
You're too judgy.
As you said, we've gotten a divorce.
I know.
A divorce. And then you said, no, not a divorce, because you're still bringing home the bacon.
It's kind of like, I just said you took a job out of state.
Out of state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm now we have an open relationship.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
You have Marquis and I have Dad.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you're not very happy about it.
No.
You just can't go on. But I do, as a COVID observer, I have been traveling to Iowa and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And it is weird to think that I am the only one wearing masks when I go into places.
Yeah.
And some of them, I mean, it's like blatantly open. People are not wearing masks.
Wow.
And the workers are, which yeah. I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what the big deal? Like, wear your effing mask.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's not political.
It is political, though.
I don't know why. It makes me so sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad, too.
And I know that I have some ulterior motives to wearing the mask. It does make me feel like I don't have
even playing field.
It does.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Like,
wait a minute. I was going to put on some makeup the other day. I go,
wait a minute. I'm going to wear my mask.
I'm going to wear my mask and sunglasses.
I don't need to put
on
any makeup.
I don't have to wear makeup.
I'm not putting on any makeup.
And I don't even have to do my hair. Put in ponytail and put a hat on. What the
hell? I'll tell you what. I took a picture of you with your aviators and your camo mask. And I thought, bitch, she's on the prowl. That girl getting laid tonight. She could be 30.
We
just don't know how old she is. I go, that girl is good to go.
That's right.
Good to go.
I got the camo, yeah. That gator.
The gator cap, you know, mask, and you got your
aviators on. I rock like, aviators.
Yeah. Hey, you put a cowboy hat on and yeah. you're like, you're getting,
oh, yeah. I'm getting
herpes.
Curable herpes.
Or curable herpes.
Yeah, that's right.
Curable herpes. That's just how. So yeah. Doug called me a day and he was talking about it. He goes, Julie, you know what? I hate to say this. I'm enjoying wearing my mask, especially when the weather's getting a little colder. I go, I kind of like them. I go, I get it.
Breathe in the warm air.
I go, I'm liking the mask too. I'm kind of yeah. rocking it. I just kind of like, yeah. people don't look at me, you yeah. know? But I do miss people smiling at each other. But I've yeah. been really training myself.
To have your eyes smile.
My eyes smile.
Yeah.
So I'd like people to share what might be worth doing this podcast on a Saturday, not Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight...
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for this, because
we're going to be somewhere tonight
that could alter our
reality
and Sunday.
And we may not be here Sunday.
Yes.
Because from 3 to 6, or is it from 6 to 9?
6 to 9.
Because from 6 to 9 tonight.
Central time.
We will be, well, we're going to be calling down spaceships.
Yes, we are. Yes. We are part of an app. I let out the bad last week a little bit that we have an app that kind of suggests when
the aliens will arrive,
are open to being contacted.
Yeah, and where they can, and where.
Yes.
And that's why that one cop, we were in a field.
Yes.
And a cop came over and wanted to know what we were doing here.
Yes.
And we did not tell him the truth, which right. was waiting for the aliens to land.
I believe he knew, though.
Kind
and that's
of.
Why he
that's
was
why
there.
That's why he was there. Yeah. yeah.
To stop us from contacting.
From connecting.
Them. Connecting, yes.
He didn't want contact, Julie.
Mm, that's so sad. Okay. Okay. So anyway, tonight... Between 6 to 9, and we'll let you know how it worked out last week, next week, people. If we have a podcast, we did not commit. We might make connection, but we did not go.
If we're not here next week,
you know why. If there is not a new download of Life of the Girlfriends, Christy, Marie, and Julie,
yeah.
it is because we were beamed up
right.
or taken or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have had both experiences.
Maybe we could be doing galactic podcasts.
Well, it's really weird because we've been meditating with, we have been lifelong meditators and,
right.
I was going to say vibrators. That's for another podcast.
That's right.
No. Meditators.
Calling Dr. Freud.
We've done tons of visualizations. We've done a lot of work for decades. Okay. We don't put it in this camp where it's, you'll be able to levitate if you do this correctly.
No.
Okay. We have, I think a healthy relationship.
We have a healthy relationship with meditation.
I think we do.
Yes.
Now, but we know that we could go deeper with it.
Yes. We choose not to.
We've been taking it deeper. I've been going deeper with it.
Yes, I know. I know.
And we've been going deeper with, I've been going deeper with the idea of consciousness.
Right.
What exactly does that mean?
Right.
And I've been doing a lot of deep breathing activities where I'm breathing deeply for 30 to 40 breaths and holding my breath for sometimes up to 3 minutes.
Yes.
And doing that over and over again.
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last night, did you have trouble holding your breath?
Yeah.
I did too.
The last one.
I couldn't do it. Yeah.
I was close, but did no cigar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I hope I see that cigar tonight when I'm out there looking at the UFOs. So I was listening to a podcast with Joe Rogan, and he was interviewing, can't think of his name, but
Graham Hancock.
That's
what you're, okay.
And a guy who wrote the book on how psychedelics affected religion, Christianity, all religions.
Yeah. Right.
And it was a fascinating podcast. Mm. They actually thought about how the Eucharist, when you take the bread and the wine,
right,
was possibly in the beginning a mushroom and spiked wine to give you a hallucination.
Yeah.
Because what's very interesting is with certain mushrooms or certain drugs and plants, everybody experiences the same kind of hallucination.
Which is like bliss.
Bliss, yeah. Or a doorway into a different reality.
Dimension, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A different dimension. Mm-hmm. And they were suggesting that there was this place called...
Elysium?
Elysium, yes. Mm-hmm. Where you would go to experience this trip, and that it literally prepared you for the afterworld. Mm-hmm. Your life here is only in preparation of what occurs in the afterworld.
That's right.
It's not heaven or hell, though, per se. It literally is walking into a different dimension.
Right.
And I go, well, that is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. Because when I was 30, I went to California, and we did it might have been an hour and a half deep breathing, hyperventilating meditation.
Is that where you kind of experienced a rebirth?
Yes.
You cried a little bit.
I cried a lot. I was sobbing.
Yeah.
And the light was there, like, what's going on with you? What else was your experience? I don't know. It just feels like I'm going through my birthing canal again. It's horrible. I don't know what's going on.
Where's my mama?
I did feel a complete bliss, though.
Yeah.
There are certain points where I'm like going, this is amazing and wild ride.
Yeah.
I had never had a spirit talk to me, though.
And did you at that time?
No, I didn't.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I know, though, and I have many times in my life had moments where my consciousness felt altered.
Right.
Through meditation and breathing and so forth. I've never done drugs. Mm-hmm. Never felt the need, but also because I'm a truck driver, I felt like I can't. You know, like, what if I test positive for
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Psilocybin.
That's it. Also, because I also know that there's always a bad side. Because isn't psilocybin in LSD? Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, it is true, people. I'm not messing with you. We've had some funky people in power, CIA, FBI, also some, I think there was a Harvard study where they would give up to them daily and then, you know, give them suggestions.
Right.
And they get messed up.
Right.
And some turned into really bad people. Unabomber.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Manson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have kind of like evidence. This is like, we actually did this.
Right.
And so in one side, the psychedelics are used as spiritual awakenings, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the opposite side. Mm-hmm. It's like healthy sex, you don't have incurable syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Unhealthy sex,
mm-hmm. you have incurable syphilis, you know, or incurable herpes, whatever. It's incurable. How, you know, same thing with
some people go, so I got to take a pill every day.
Yeah. But no, what if it's like you just have an outbreak continuously forever? Yeah.
You're just oozing.
Yeah. Out of your back end. I just don't think it's right. It's not for me. No judgment. Remember, love Aunt Julie.
Yeah.
I am the non-judgy Julie.
We should come up with some kind of Depends. that, yes. that just instead of like for urine,
yes,
that just takes care oozing. Of the oozing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. But can I just say one more thing about?
Yeah, I want to keep talking about that. It's so amazing.
Which one? The drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, but I was also going to say this is that I really don't think things that big should go in your back end.
100%.
I don't care how much lube you have.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's possible. I don't think it's enjoyable.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it was like a funnel, like it got like it tapered outward, so it didn't. You start off small and got bigger. Oh,
got it.
Then I can maybe think that would be okay. Yeah. Then you're just like,
then what? Now I got. Funnel up my butt.
I got a funnel up my butt.
That means somebody's going to pour something in there.
Oh, geez Louise. And then something's going to come out because that's just.
Has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they'll put coffee in it because I could use a buzz.
Well, remember that one time I told you that girl put pancake batter?
Yes. That was from Dan Savage's.
Yeah.
Hump Film Festival.
Yes.
Yes. I have yet to be able to have pancakes since then.
That's liar.
I had this morning. I had non-hump film fest pancakes. Just the buttermilk kind.
Yeah. He said the title of the film was Come On Over for Pancakes.
Yes.
And so I got the griddles hot.
Yeah.
So the person put the pancake batter up her butt.
Yes.
Drove over on a bicycle, which I didn't understand. And then got on top of the hot grill.
Yes.
And dropped the pancake batter.
Did you see it happen?
Yeah.
Or was it like assumed? Like you saw her squat, but right. You didn't see the stuff come out of her butt.
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's just gross. Yeah. But maybe it's like those fancy coffee beans.
Yes.
You know, the coffee's so good because the monkeys ate the beans and they got passed through their intestines out their butt. And then you make the best coffee ever.
But you have to find the beans in their poop.
Yes.
Because they're kind of poop beans.
Yeah, they're poop and it's like the best coffee ever. I don't care. There's a lot of work
best
there.
Coffee ever.
Best coffee.
What
Starbucks.
Was Dad talking about? Poop something? Oh, yeah. Poop fertilizer? Or?
Oh, he was talking about poop wars back
poop
in
wars.
The days before
That's
we
why.
Had
Dad
nitrogen.
Dad had a big soliloquy this morning while we were eating breakfast on poop wars.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I go, Dad,
please, Dad,
is poop wars a show on Food Network? And he goes, no. It's not. I did not say cake wars. I said poop wars.
Yeah.
I go, tell me more. He said, Julie, you told me this story. I go, I did? He goes, yeah. You remember the story about how back in the day, we needed nitrogen for our farming, and the only way we could do that was through poop. And there were poop wars because we couldn't produce enough poop to put nitrogen back in the soil. So the scientist came up with a way of putting nitrogen into the soil through chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same guy who created like the gas for
invented the gas to kill the Jews.
Yeah. Like, oh. Well, that's
the now, Lord giveth.
You could go, well, that's a weird little thing.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You go, what do you think about that?
What about those coffee beans?
And you're going, was that his penance? Like he felt so bad. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that Hitler was going to take it for this.
Yeah.
And I got to make up for it.
Yeah.
I got to make up for it. So
I got to stop the poop war.
I'll stop the poop war.
I
you
can't
know,
stop you
think about
World War
Elon
II.
Musk. What did he do in his past that makes him want to solve the energy problem? Or like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I've gotten a lot from people. I better think about giving back.
Yeah.
And giving back in a lot of ways. Okay. So anyway, what was I going to say? Where was I at?
We were at the alien invasion 6 to 9
okay,
tonight.
Okay, 6 to 9 tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out. We're going to do this intention process with some breathing, focusing our mind, being clear, mm-hmm. connecting with
others around the globe.
And then I have to release my fear of this.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have both, not even together, in separate occasions, we have seen multiple UFOs
mm-hmm.
in real life time.
Right.
And I remember this week, on Adam Carolla, his news girl, Gina Grad,
mm-hmm.
said, I don't believe in UFOs because like Neil
Yeah.
What's his name? Degrassi Grass?
Yeah.
Whatever his name.
Yeah.
He says, with all the cameras that we have, you'd think we'd have pictures of UFOs by now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, we do. But second of all, I have seen UFOs. Try to take pictures of them with my camera, and all they look like is a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, you know, that is not displaying what I'm actually seeing.
Right.
So, anyway, I have this slight fear, though, of being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want that.
No. And you have to claim that.
Right.
I don't mind your intention. I want to see you. I'd love to connect with you.
Yeah.
But I want to stay here.
And maybe I could be open to being like, please, because there's the other part of the probing, but maybe that's not really what they do anymore. No. They've probed enough.
Yes.
They know what goes on.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a higher conversation now.
It's all we do now.
We're just going to, chit-chat. Yeah. And like, what are they going to tell me that I don't already know about myself?
Right. It's not about you.
It's about, what do you think? They're going to say, hey, invest in this. That would be awesome.
I think it's just about connection.
That's right. It's just about connecting. Yeah. It's just going to be like,
imagine.
Hey.
Well, also, too, you know, as we get closer to Halloween, where the veil is the thinnest between the dimensions.
And the election.
This is a good time.
Yes.
To connect. And you just want to communicate. You want to have those communications with different dimensions.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And, you know, what's interesting is that the Catholic Church has been known to have one of the biggest and best telescopes.
Observatories. Yeah.
This guy who did the book on psychedelics and religions,
uh-huh.
he had open access to the catacombs in Rome.
No, he did not.
He actually had a guide to help him. They let him be down there forever. He said he was so amazed at how open the Catholic Church was for him to have access to the catacombs in Rome.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There are catacombs under the catacombs that he will not have access to.
Well, all right. Okay, Mother.
I will tell you that much.
You'll let me know that. But what he said, because what a lot of Catholics are at this level, what they want is, they don't know how they began as well. They mm-hmm. want to know more about how the Catholic Church originated. How did mm-hmm. Christianity originate?
Mm-hmm.
How did it veer off into different segments?
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff. And it was his discussion about it was so wild.
Mm.
I have got
to hear this podcast.
Yeah, you do. Graham Hancock said, because the guy, I'm a virgin when it comes to psychedelics. I've never done drugs.
Graham said this.
Yeah. No, Graham has.
Oh.
The guy who wrote the book.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember his name. I should look it up.
Well, that's okay.
But, yeah. And then, Graham was like, in so many ways, I'm grateful you haven't done the
psychedelics
because mm-hmm. I get in trouble because, here it is. Brian, I can't read it because of my Maranaku. Brian Mariaku. I don't know exactly.
Is that kind of like you said yesterday when you were talking about Copernicus?
Yeah.
She was trying to tell me something about Copernicus. I go, do you mean Copernicus?
I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, mama, I do.
I go,
not Copernicus.
How come they didn't tell us back in the day that our vision would get so crappy? I mean, like, and that we'd be looking at phones our whole day.
Yeah, tiny little
thing. Yeah. This is my life now. Like, yeah. I there are several times, I do feel bad about this because there are times I have to take a snapshot of my screen
mm-hmm.
and then make the screen bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it's like a snapshot or on Facebook or on Instagram, the other person knows that you took a screenshot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad now because I was like, I don't take a screenshot because I want to save your picture.
Right.
I take a screenshot because I want to make it bigger so I can effing read what you're doing or see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I literally don't know what's happening.
Right.
But
so, well, remember that was a Dan Savage thing.
No, what?
That question this week. Well, because a woman said that she was sexing with a guy that she has an open relationship with.
Okay.
And she realized that he took a screenshot of her. And she was okay with it because they were kind of together. But then she realized that he was going to send it all around. And then she got upset with him.
Right.
And I don't know what the whole thing
no,
was.
No, I think you're a little off.
Am I a little off?
Yeah, kind of bit.
Did she want money for it?
No, you're combining two stories.
I'm combining two stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here is the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it was this couple. They were not in a relationship together, but they were sexting each other, having a little fun during COVID. And she realized, though, that he would take screenshots.
Right.
And she felt that was a violation. And she said, hey, I prefer you not to do that. Just don't do that, you know? And then he felt then uncomfortable, and he no longer wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's what I call, that's the gaslighting
thing. That's the gaslighting.
You're saying, you know what, sir? I really don't feel comfortable. I know I'm showing you my coochie.
Yeah.
But don't take a snapshot of it. And then he goes, oh, now you've sexually.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Now I'm awkwardly uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'm going to sue you for that.
Yeah, now I feel weird.
Now I just.
Tell us no more. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, and see, that's the whole gaslighting, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, whatever I'm saying to you, you turn around. It's like, yeah. I'm rubber, you're glue.
Right.
What bounces off of me sticks to you.
And
that's the whole formula.
Yes. Now, I would say this. This is a problem I have with people sexting each other, sexting strangers. Like, if you're sexting someone in a long-term relationship, no one's going to be showing it to other people. Because, first of all, you don't want your friends to see your girlfriend or your wife naked. You typically don't.
You typically don't.
You know, there's a bell curve. Most of us fall in the middle of it. Love and Julie. Most of us are in the middle of it. Like, hey, I respect you. You respect me. Even if shit goes down, we still like each other enough that I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
We just want to move on.
Right.
There are people on the other side, on the end of the bell curves that literally are just creepy people.
Yeah.
And they'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I always pray, please, dear Lord, let me not get contact with anybody on the outside of the bell curves. Don't want that. That's crazy people. So that was one thing. And I felt like, you're right. She was, and he goes, listen, you have the right to say, hey, don't take snapshots.
Yeah. Screenshots.
Screenshots.
Yeah.
And he was just an a-hole for making a big deal out of it. Because you just said, hey, I don't want that.
Right.
And then this is the difference between men and women. Women aren't taking screenshots of a guy.
No.
I don't think.
Who knows?
Who knows anymore? Yeah. Anyway, but then here is the other one that I thought was very interesting. We both listened to Dan Savage different times.
Yeah.
We listened alone.
Right.
I'm going to tell you guys this little story. I have no problem listening to Dan Savage with my mom because we critique and judge without judging.
Mm-hmm. We try to see what the answer is
going to
be.
Yeah. Like, how is he going to inform them? Yes. And how would we inform him?
Yes.
And mom would put her 2 cents in, like, I think you're wrong, Dan Savage, but I'll let this one go. I cannot listen to Dan Savage with dad. I feel way too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, but you can listen to Dan Savage with dad.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you're not uncomfortable. It's like, so.
Neither you nor dad am I uncomfortable with.
No, but if all three of us are together, yeah. I'm like, I can't hear this. Okay. So anyway, I was in the truck. You were with dad. And so here's the story. This woman has an Instagram page, and she noticed that there was a guy who took a snapshot of one of her screenshots of one of her things.
Right.
And Instagram lets you know that.
Right.
And which I'm like, oh my God, I have done that at least 2 or 3 times. Just to make it the screen bigger is the picture.
And people are going, who's
doing that?
What's this, Christy Marie and Julie?
I know. I'm like, I feel so bad
taking
now.
A screenshot.
I know.
Of
I was like, truly, I don't give a shit. I just need to see what I'm looking at. And so anyway, so she went to the guy's page and she noticed that the only thing that he has on his page is a picture of a famous person and her screenshot.
Yeah.
And she felt that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
So she mentioned him saying, hey, do I know you? Are we friends by chance?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh no, we're not. Are you okay with me putting your picture up on my page? And she's like, I wish we really wouldn't. And they started communicating just a little bit here and there, which I think is weird anyway. But that's what they started doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets to the point. He goes, well, I'm a fan of yours. And she's like, oh, okay, great. My God. It's like,
and then he says, may I masturbate to your picture?
Yes. And
here's what she did first.
Yeah.
She felt inappropriate. It was a little inappropriate.
But
she gave her a friend of hers.
Well, no. She felt appreciative that he had asked.
She had a friend who is a sex worker.
Yes.
And she gave him her name.
Well, because he wanted permission to masturbate to her pictures.
Right.
And then he wanted nude pics from her. And she didn't feel comfortable with the nude pics.
Yeah.
And that's why she sent him to a friend of hers who would have no problem doing that for money.
For money.
And then he then somehow the conversation got going. It was like, would you mind if I masturbate to just your pictures if I paid you? And then she goes, well, that's nice, I guess. I can
understand that.
I can use a little money.
Yeah.
And so they start off at $60.
$60.
And so she deposited $60 in her PayPal account.
But she said, I only want you to masturbate to the $60 pictures. If you want more, we need to discuss more money.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I
don't know. But remember, Dan goes, depending on how much you're willing
to. Are you saying that it was just $60 for one shot, one jerk shot?
Something like that. It was.
Yeah, the more he wants to masturbate, the more he's got to pay out.
Yeah, that was exactly the point.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing Dan said was, well, I find this a very interesting question because you already have interesting boundaries.
Yes.
Because most people wouldn't want to know that somebody is jerking out to them.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. First off, you can't.
Then I'll jerk off to an elbow.
I can make my elbow look like breasts. I really can. Look at that cleavage there. Mom, look.
Yeah, looks cleavage. Pretty good.
Ooh, pretty. I mean, yes, one size hairier than the other, but that's okay, right? It's boobies.
Yes, it looks like a boobie.
It looks like a boobie, cleavage.
And also when you do back fat.
Yeah, that's a boobie cleavage. Or if you're into butts.
Here's
my other arm. Look at this, Mom. What's this? This is my butt crack. I got my butt crack and my cleavage crack here. Go jerk off.
Go jerk off. $60, please.
$60.
Love Aunt Julie.
Love Aunt Julie. Exactly.
Love, comma, Aunt Julie.
Yeah. So I would say yes. I would go for that. I think it's great that she had some kind of financial transaction.
And I think she did. He was okay with it. Dan was.
Except that nowadays, because you can have filters that truly change you into somebody completely different, you could probably have a fake. Oh my God, I think we could do this. Have a fake persona and have like a fan page and just make this. I would take a picture of myself and then just like alter everything about me.
Yeah.
So I would be unrecognizable.
Right.
But then I would just say for $10 a month.
Yeah.
Have at it. Do whatever you want with these. These are yours.
Yeah.
To do what you want.
And then they don't want them because it's now it's like legal and like.
Do you remember that singer Carter, Nick Carter? He was a singer.
Yeah. From the famous Carter brothers?
Yes. There is a Carter who's in a boy band.
Yes.
Nick Carter. Well, I guess he's got some facial tattoos now. He might have always. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But he has a fan page where you can join. Mm-hmm. And you can literally see him jerk off.
Really?
Yeah. You pay for that. It's like $27 a month.
$27 a month?
And supposedly he's making like about $30,000 a month just
doing what he does normally.
Yes.
Now that's cooking with gas.
That's exactly right. But do you have to?
Now I'd love to get paid for watching the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I mean, I wonder how long you're staying though with them.
Yeah.
Or is it one of those things where you forget to pay your
$27,
and you're like, oh, I need to cancel it this month. I haven't looked at him in a long time. And they were discussing how sometimes he's with his guitar playing music naked. And they're like, oh, dude, we're not here for you playing guitar. Yeah. We're literally hearing. We want to see you jerk off again because that's just
that's crazy. Wild.
I know. And I go, it's getting a strange, paid strange
for what
world.
What you do. Anyway.
It's a strange, strange world.
Yeah.
I get, and then that's why.
And yet we're like working for a living. Instead of jerking for a living.
I know. Because.
Don't you appreciate what I just
said? I did, Mom. Okay.
Sorry.
Let's go back. Let's
thank you.
Let's back it up. Go for it.
Aren't you sad that we're working for a living instead of jerking for a living?
Oh, Mom, nothing truer could be said.
I'm genius.
You're genius. Yeah. You're genius. Yes, I'm sad. that's the thing.
Are you going to be gone tonight, though? After what if the aliens come and?
Oh no, I'm going to be outside.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to be like, will you leave then and not come back Sunday?
Oh no, I'll come back. I mean, if I go with the aliens,
yeah.
No, I'll come back.
Take a little trip.
No, I'll come back.
You come back.
Yeah, of course I will.
I want you to.
Why wouldn't I come back?
Unless you took me.
Okay, I'll take you.
Yeah.
I really do feel that it is just a consciousness shift. And we've been also looking at Dr. Joe Dispenza. And like Abraham and Dr. Joe, they all have that same message. And
not
even
too
the Bible
far, yeah.
And the faith, you know, people right. are, it's always like you believe right now so much you that you are filled with abundance, health, that doesn't matter what happens to you.
Right. And that's why you do drugs.
And that's why you do.
What are they? Hallucinogenic, excuse me. Not
well,
drugs.
Okay, hallucinogenics. Yeah. I mean,
shrooms.
I really have been thinking about trying them, but they really talk about doing it with a professional. Like,
yeah.
You need to really do it with a professional. Yeah. And I agree with you.
I agree with it. That really, that term professional, I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Because we've stopped studying these, mm-hmm. we're like 100 years behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
100 years behind the eight ball. Is that the right phrase? We're 100 years behind.
Yeah.
And we're behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I find interesting, though, is that this podcast with Joe and this guy talking about how, especially in the New Testament, mm-hmm. all the ways that the idea of using hallucinogenics to open up that spiritual realm mm-hmm. between the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been channeling about bringing the new heaven here.
Mm-hmm.
And you said when you went, can I bring this up? Mm-hmm. You said when you're like, I don't know what she's going to say, but sure, bring it up. We have no secrets. When you had your colonoscopy and you were probed, you had good drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were, there are moments in your drug state
mm-hmm.
that your consciousness left or was someplace else, and there was a door there.
Right.
And there was this beautiful bright light behind the door.
Right.
And
no, it was an open door. I mean,
oh,
there
it was an open door.
It was a doorway.
Oh, a doorway.
Yeah, there's no door.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I thought there was just light coming around. No, it's an open doorway.
Yeah, I was in a dark room.
Yeah.
And there was an open doorway.
And you were being asked to go through the doorway.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, where am I? And then part of your mind goes, Christy, just stay here. You're getting a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that's right. Okay, doorway. I'll come. You're for another time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was right there for you for the taking. And
yeah.
Who knows who you would have met?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Christ was right there for you.
Yeah.
Possibly. And we're not talking about like departing. We're just talking about your consciousness being seeing something else for a change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be interesting to think
about? And what that does when you go there mm-hmm. and then you bring a little bit of that back.
Oh yeah.
Into this realm.
Yeah.
And how it fills your cells.
Yes.
That's how like when you see pictures of saints.
Yeah.
And they have that halo around them.
That's exactly
That's because
right.
their cells are exuding that kind of light.
Yes. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of that is
Illuminati.
That, yeah. Or like there's one podcast and it was a true crime podcast and mm-hmm. about how this girl, this couple were dating and it went bad. But at the end of the episode, I should just listen to the last episode because they take you on this path, right? They're telling mm-hmm. you the story. But to find out this
kind of like those Dateline things.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, just
yeah,
this
an hour later.
Yeah, yeah. Told in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But the guy who murdered the girl was a nice guy. He had like a self-help book in his car.
Mm-hmm.
But to find out he was microdosing LSD daily
mm-hmm.
to see the world in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And he had written down in his journal that he felt his girlfriend was like trying to kill him and like was a manipulator and was taking his energy from him.
Ooh, a vampire.
A vampire. No, that's what he said, a vampire.
She's
an emotional vampire
yeah.
and she's stealing from me
yeah.
my energy.
Well, like, in a way that is true, but...
I'm sure,
the way he thought about it.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
I've been watching on Netflix Ratched, and why am I saying this? Because there's on the last episode that I saw, a doctor and his patient both take LSD.
Mm.
And this because he was going to treat the patient with mm-hmm. LSD.
Yeah.
And what the patient did was he found the bottle and he poured it in the doctor's drink as well when the doctor had his head turned.
Ugh.
So he gave the doctor a huge dose and he gave himself a dose. And then for like 2 hours, they were like effed up. And during those 2 hours, the patient got both his legs and his arms sawed off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah. Well, he actually got his arm sawed off.
Oh no.
And the doctor in his hallucinogenic tried to put his arms back on and got infected, and then his legs got infected, and he had his, well, he basically sawed his legs off, too.
Okay, time out.
Yeah, so that's LSD for you.
That's LSD. So it opens up the...
Gateway.
And then if you're not even slight, if you're fucked up anyway, you do this.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I heard, this is so weird. I literally heard a discussion about some comedian was talking about telling a joke saying, I felt so crazy. I felt like a basket case. Mm-hmm. And someone was offended by saying the word basket case. Mm-hmm. Because do you know what a basket case meant? This is what she said. Mm-mm. I'm like, why are you offended by basket case? And he said, because that was a term used in World War I for men who lost their arms and legs and they just got put into a basket and carried on their backs. Mm. And I'm like, no one knew that term. I go, you made that up. That's what I feel. But can I tell you, we're almost done with the show.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the show with a good note.
Oh, good.
I was driving completely happy. And I saw something that made me even happier. And it was a Ford Explorer. Back of his window couldn't be any bigger. It was a big old cobra. And it said, Cobra Kai!
No!
And I said, yay! Amen, brother! Amen!
No, that's
Cobra
so
Kai.
Great! So, I'm going to put it on our minivan.
Exactly.
Cobra Kai! Cobra
All right, Kai. Guys. So how's the show, girlfriend?
Oh, Cobra Kai, thank you. It was great.
It was great.